Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nixis strategy between 2005 to 2010. This is an unstoppable convergence technologies which enable the seamless delivery of information, communication, and entertainment content is already on in India thanks to the rapid push by the government since 1999, especially after national telecom policy announced by the government.
Next, I'll make it a bit smaller.
Next, please.
Next.
Yeah, there are four revolutions underway in India. 882 million people between the age of 24 to 64 by 2020. Rural and semi-rural initiative underway, such as setup of 100,000 computer service center. E-Chopal is an initiative taken by a company, a corporate called ITC, and 14 statewide area networks. Any job anywhere that can be sent out through a telephone line is set up for grab by this very large potential working population of India. Open source, like a global plan for free OS and application. Some vendors have also come out with some low-cost PCs, which are gaining popularity. And all current broadband plans are targeted. Of course, are unambitious, presenting a loss to the Indian history, historical opportunity. We need to converge, approach together. Next. It's critically important to invest in the world-class Nixis infrastructure so that connectivity and content service provider can enable a seamless exchange of content and data traffic so that the India base and user population can improve their experience of the internet at the low cost effective price. Right now, all the Nixis NOCs are situated in the STPI premises, which is the soft rail technology parts of India, Government of India body. And according to information economy report by UNCAD, government should establish a competitive milieu for ISPs. Particular attention should be paid to ISPs' domestic interconnection. This is a serious concern for ISPs. Next, please. This is a Nixis vision. Nixis is a neutral peering and security monitoring point for the ISPs. And India government to ensure that internet traffic originating and destining for India should be remain in India. This is the main reason. And the mission is to develop and roll out world-class backend infrastructure for all ISPs in India, which would deliver non-discriminatory, efficient security compliance and cost-effective quality of service. Yeah, Nixis value and culture. Benchmark to the world-class standard for providing services which honor public-private partnership spirit like Nixis, transparency, non-competing, independent actions, inclusiveness and unity in diversity, equitable treatment, process, value, and customer focus. Okay, Nixis right now have two projects. Besides the internet exchange, Nixis have been given a task to offer .in domain name. Nixis has already registered 1,56,000 domain name, and rather 1,66,000 domain name. It's a slightly old figure. And Nixis has appointed 35 registrars so far, plus two registrar to look after the government sector and body, that is ERNet and NIC, and to resolve the dispute, especially IPR issues, amongst the companies. Nixis has appointed 11 arbitrator to resolve these issues. Next, please. Sorry.
Can you just go back?
Just update on internet exchange.
Back one.
Yeah. Internet Exchange NICSI has got 51 connection in 4 NICSI now. NICSI is operating in the 4 metros, Delhi, Mumbai, Calcutta, and Chennai. And 25 major ISPs have already joined in 4 place. Mumbai, somehow it is not there. Mumbai traffic flow at Mumbai is the maximum, which is 500 MB. And next come to Delhi, it's 100 MB. And Chennai is third with 85 MB, and Calcutta is yet to gain, is just 0.5 MB. Yeah, next please. Okay, this is a roadmap for NICSI. NICSI has been started with the by Mr. Amitabh Singhal, who is also has been associated with SPI for more than 10 years, and established and run in 2005. Then there are some roadmap, clarity, vision, mission, etc., which I already talked about. And this Sanjay Devedi has taken over NICSI from November onwards. He's a president ISPI. He's also an acting CEO of NICSI, as well as he's a director of NICSI. Next, please. Okay. This is another benchmark. We, especially ISPs as well as SPI, is demanding the Department of IT to upgrade the STPI infrastructure where the NICSI NOC are located, so that we can give ISPs a world-class service. Right now, we have major ISPs like BSNL, state-owned company, VSNL, incumbent, Bharti, one of the largest private operators, integrated operators, and Reliance as well. GAIL, Gas Authority of India Limited, and Power Grid Corporation, and Railtel, they all are the major ISPs as well, I would say. Yeah, next. These are the other KRA, actually. When Sanjay became a CEO of the NICSI, he prepared a KRA for his NICSI and his own consumption. So what he would like to do in NICSI. So these are the details of the NICSI. Even there is a suggestion, if required, NICSI can. NICSI right now is a non-profit body set up under the Indian Companies Act 1950. And there was a proposal that NICSI can become a profitable party if everybody desires so. Yeah, next, please. Yeah, thanks. Any questions?
Any questions?
Please. Yeah. Give us a participant breakdown on 4 sites.
Oops, sorry. Instead of just 51 participants for the 4 sites, could you say how many participants at each site, or even just roughly?
We have a maximum ISPs in Mumbai. It would be around 18, 19. But I would say every major ISPs are already connected with the all the, especially 3 NICSI NOCs. Actually, right now we have only NICSI NOC in the 4 metros only. And out of the 4 metros, 3 are the major one, like Mumbai, where the most of the data center are there, and then Delhi, and then Chennai. We have a cable landing station apart from Mumbai, so that is why Chennai is scaling up. After some time, we're expecting like Chennai will be have a more traffic as well as more ISP will come and join.
So 19 in Mumbai, do you know offhand for Delhi, Chennai, or?
19 Mumbai and 18, 19 is also there in Delhi, and Chennai we have around 11 in Chennai. All the information are there in the NICSI website, just nixi.in. You will find all the latest information along with the members' details, etc. Any question?
Any more question? If no, thank you, Puneet.
Thanks. Thank you.